This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. While recording this week's radio field trip, producer Mary McIntyre and I got a little lost in the woods. It's a sunny spring morning, and we're hiking along the Andrew Brook Trail in Newbury. It's the perfect wooded scene, with a canopy of towering trees, a choir of birds, and a babbling brook. But we have to admit, we're a little turned around.
We've been in the woods for about 2 minutes, and we're officially out of trail. I don't know where to go.
We're looking for a crew of volunteers who are preparing this trail for the spring and summer seasons. And after a few minutes, we find some rocks to get across the brook and pick up the trail on the other side. We keep moving until we reach a group of 5 trail workers dressed from head to toe in expert hiking gear. These are members of the Cardigan Highlanders Volunteer Trail Crew. They travel around the state to work on trails that need help. And Craig Sanborn is their leader. He says they've stopped to clear a drain.
The most important job of a spring patrol, we rake the drains and redig the drains to carry away the water. Because when we get downpours, that is what is going to destroy trails faster than anything else.
This trail looks like it would be a raging river in a heavy storm.
It would be. It has been in the past.
But this crew will do everything they can to prevent that from happening again. They'll be working on dozens of drains today, making sure visitors have clear, dry paths to hike through. It's hard physical work, raking, shoveling, sawing the trunks of fallen trees, then lifting those trunks to clear the paths. And then there are other challenges to deal with.
The black fly regards you as their personal smorgasbord. And here we are, looking rather tasty to them.
These annoying small flies are swarming all around us. I bat at them with my hands. But one of the volunteers, Rich Mercucci, is prepared. A mesh mask covers his face, protecting him from the bugs. And it's only his first day.
Well, based on your first hour, you gonna stick with it?
Oh, yeah. It gives me an opportunity to be out in the beautiful New Hampshire countryside, which is always a great excuse.
It's not much of a surprise, but all the volunteers here today are avid hikers. They've spent countless days on trails throughout the state. Volunteer Randy Richardson says he appreciates the opportunity to keep them well maintained.
Literally, I credit trails with my physical and mental health almost completely. So being able to give back is just part of it, because it is fun. It's working with a group of people that are all out here with similar values around the trails and how important it is.
Randy says most of the people out working the trails with him are older and retired.
It's usually a bunch of old fart men with beards.
Volunteer Donna Dearborn is the only woman on the crew here today.
There are some paid trail crews, but they're very, very few.
All the crew members here agree it's difficult to find people who are willing to help out. Volunteer Bob Humphrey says for the amount of people using the trails, there's just not enough of them pitching in.
I say if everybody that hikes would put in 1 day of trail work a year, the trails would be beautiful, but that's not happening.
Does anybody jump in and give you a hand?
If they stop and talk to us long enough, we try to recruit them.
Rick, you are now at risk.
Mom said always be useful, so.
Mm-hmm. The crew continues up the trail, looking for more drains to clear. We come across a stream that flows down a hill over large boulders. The trail continues on the other side of the water, but there's a giant fallen tree blocking the path.
We aren't going to try and take out that big tree, are we?
But they are. The crew works together to saw the trunk in half and then lift it out of the way.
1, 2, lift and pick it up and push it over. Flip.
And that's just one example of the teamwork it takes to keep these trails clear. Donna says it's really rewarding to be able to look back and see the work they do together.
It's a great feeling of accomplishment.
You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see pictures of our trip to Newbury. While you're there, let us know where you'd like us to go next. We'd love for you to show us your favorite spot in New Hampshire. And a programming note, Radio Field Trips will now air every other Wednesday on Morning Edition, so we'll be back with another story in 2 weeks. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre.